Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of the Pulling on Heaven podcast with Pastor Gary Zamora. Pastor, how are you today?
Doing really well and excited about the topic of today's podcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and I am very excited about this topic, too. This is the type of topic that could go for hours and hours and hours, or we derail and we can only have like 1 minute worth to talk about. No, I doubt we'd ever be stuck with 1 minute that we could talk about anything, Pastor.
That seems to be the hardest part of podcast is stopping, right?
That's exactly right. But today what we wanted to talk about, and it's such a blow mind concept when we really think about it, is the idea the Bible talks about God created man and woman, put them in the earth, and said, have dominion over the earth. And so this idea is something you've been talking about a lot lately, and the idea of dominion. And you have different groups, whether that's politically religious or this, the other thing, we're going to take dominion and we're going to do this. And everyone's got different ideas of what dominion is and what dominion means. And yet it's the central original kind of core calling of what he gave man to do, man and woman to do, when he first put us in the earth. So there's something to do with the purpose of, and as you say, we are created for his purpose and his pleasure.
Yeah.
And we're meant to be a pleasing experience, but he gave us something to do. So there's an assignment in which pursuing that somehow is how he gives pleasure. But we all have a different calling.
All of us.
And so we can't all be taking dominion doing the same thing. And so the idea of what dominion is, and is it something outside, is it something inside, and what that is just a really fascinating topic, because I think it's something that needs to be understood for us to really understand how we can become the fullness of everything that he created us to be.
Yeah, that's a really great introduction to Genesis, where God says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And then, what are we going to do with them? Let's give them dominion over all the earth. And, people can say, we're going to take dominion, we're going to take over a territory. Well, you can take over a territory with chaos, a retribution because of what you think someone did that they shouldn't have or didn't do that they should have. But dominion is something different. The dominion God is talking about can only take place one way. And so God gave Adam and Eve dominion. So how did he do that? I mean, what was it that God did? What did he give them? What kind of power? Where does this power lie? Is it in a staff like Moses had? Mm. Is it what is it in? Is it in a fleece? Is it in a sling? What power did Adam and Eve wield in the garden? What was God referring to? And it's pretty clear if you look at it and understand a few things that only the Spirit of God can reveal to us. And the Word says He'll lead us and teach us and the things we should know and the ways we should go. But dominion is not us having a forcible will over things.
Mm.
It's actually the opposite. It's having a surrendered will to someone.
Wow.
And that's God. The only way that we have dominion in the earth is to surrender, here's that word again, to the will of the Father. So how did God give that to Adam and Eve? What did he give them? He gave them two trees. One was a tree of knowledge of good and evil, and one was a tree of life. And in the Scriptures, the Word tells us that God blessed everything that he had created, meaning the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. He blessed everything that he had made, and he called it good. So everything God made was good, everything. The tree, the serpent, everything. It was the most cunning creature that God had made. So everything was blessed, okay? And it's just like in our lives. There are so many things in people's lives, and they have difficulty sometimes wrapping their mind around something I say all the time. This is the greatest season in your life. And I've said that when I've had pretty trying times. The greatest season in my life. And the reason I say it and encourage other people to say it is because it is a fundamental understanding of that the blessing of the Lord rests on us. Mm. And that all things, Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Okay, all things work together for good. So what then was the power? Why did he put a tree of knowledge of good and evil? Why are challenges in our lives? Why And you think about, what is a challenge? You know, a challenge is something you don't like, you don't enjoy, you want it to be different. It seems bad, it seems ugly, it seems mean, it seems cruel, it seems whatever it may seem to each and every individual. The power of the tree of knowledge of good and evil was all about obedience to the word of God. Mm. What did he give Adam and Eve that gave them dominion in the earth? His word. He gave them his word. His word is all power at all times, all authority, all dominion at all times. And God's word is our authority. It's our dominion, but we have to keep it. We can't exchange it for something else. We can't have a better idea. We can't set it aside and give our way a try. That's the will of man. So the way God gave Adam and Eve dominion is the same way he's given us dominion in the earth today. Now, whether or not you take it is another thing.
Yeah.
If you take the word of God and you make it your own, which means this is the only will and only word that I'm going to respond to. What God said is the way, the truth, and the life. It's true. That's dominion. You take charge over the earth that we are before we take charge over anything that has to do with the terra firma that we walk on. The earth we walk on is not taken, is not the place that we start taking dominion. And that's where a lot of people miss it. I'm going to take dominion over this city and over this place and over that. And they have to take dominion over here.
Wow.
You have to become a worshiper. And we talked about that in one of the podcasts. You have to understand what worship is. It's total acknowledgement of the greatness of God. And he's the only way, the only power, the only authority. And there is no other. And he makes that clear. I'm God, the one and only God. And there is no other beside me. There is no other. I know no other. And God's way is perfect. And with that understanding, then we build a foundation of taking dominion, which means, God, whatever you say is going to bring satisfaction that I can't get from anything or anyone else. It's going to give me peace that can't be found in any place else other than you. You give me joy that cannot be attained in any way except it come from you. Well of life, everything that gives me confidence and wisdom and understanding, everything that makes life something enjoyable to live. And that is because God gave us power by giving us his word.
Wow.
When God gives us his word, we are immediately responsible. That's where we get to play our role. That means God has now given me something. And if I'm responsible with it, if I am obedient, and how do you, you know, the way to become obedient is just trying to do it. The way we become obedient is believing that it is the word of Almighty God, and there is no other word, there is no other power. And that's sometimes where religion derails people. You know, his word, but there is also, you know, an evil power that's trying to stop me every time God tries to do something. And I'm only human, so I'm only going to be able to do all those things. Jesus put away the devil and his power and his condemnation and all. That's done on the cross, so we've got to get over that hill. We've got to cross that line and say that's in the past. Forgetting those things which are behind, I move forward. I am now made the righteousness of God in Christ, not of works, through Christ and Christ alone. And this is not about my will, it's about his, because his will created me. And so it only makes sense physically, psychologically, physiologically, in every way, that only his will is going to bring me joy and peace and confidence in everything that I'm looking for. And that's why he said, Jesus said, consider the lilies of the valley. They don't toil and they don't spin, yet God clothes them even beyond all the glorious clothing and all the splendor of Solomon. God will take care of you if you just love him, worship him, and keep his word. So how do we have dominion in the earth? We take dominion over us.
Wow.
God will lead us down particular paths in our lives, giving us opportunities, just like he gave Adam and Eve. Them he gave a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Today you can call it the internet. You can call it social media. You can call it the news. You can call it your neighbor. We have the opportunity to take dominion over the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And how do we do that? By keeping the word of God. Don't touch it. Don't believe it. Don't trust it. Don't have confidence in it. Have confidence in what God has said. It's something like, have you heard the news? You know, the world's going, you know, it's so bad. It's so evil. The devil is running right. That's not the word of God. That's not good news. That's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You're eating from that fruit.
Yeah.
You're eating from that tree, and you're dying.
Wow.
You're dying in your mind. You're dying in your spirit. You're emotionally, physically. You are under attack. not by a demon, not by a devil, but by your disregard to the one and only true authority in your life, the Word of the living God. And the Holy Spirit will make that Word alive, but you have to believe. Adam and Eve had a position, and that position that was given to them, that appointment that was given to them, was to believe what God said solely. And no matter what the serpent said, they should have told the serpent what God told them to do. Take dominion. Serpent, God has said, Eve was on the right track, she just veered. God has said. The next thing would have been something like, bow down and worship God. Yeah. Only God is God. Only God is all knowledge. God is all power. God is all dominion. God is all authority. That serpent is our intelligence. It's our natural carnal mind that wars against the will of the Father, that is in contradiction to God, that is an enemy of the will of God. Our carnal mind, take dominion over the earth. How? Yeah. By the Word of God. God called me blessed. He called me chosen. He called me loved. He called me redeemed. He called me forgiven. That's who I am. And he said, I can do all things through him because he strengthens me. That's dominion in the earth. And when we do that here, then the earth responds just like it did in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. The earth was responsive to the blessing God put on them as long as they kept his word. Now, why? Why does God give us something to do? God could do anything for us, but that wouldn't give us relationship with him. We only have relationship with someone when we enter into what we call conversation or communication, to commune with one another. If you get in an argument with someone, you are in disagreement with them. There's no good relationship there. There's no bond of love, peace. Nothing good comes out of that. Contention is a destroyer. But when you come into the unity of love and you begin to communicate love and you begin to bless someone else, that unity grows. A husband and a wife, the greatest thing they can do is to admonish one another in the Lord, to bless your spouse, bless your husband, wives, bless your wives, husband, bless them. Speak well of the creation God has made. God says, how can you call God good and bless the Lord whom you've not seen when you curse man who you have seen? Yeah. And you curse those that are after the similitude of God.
Well, you know, there's something that came to mind as you were talking about that, and I love that idea of dominion in this earth. We take dominion in the whole earth by taking dominion in this earth. And what came to mind was just something simple that we usually think, at least I do, in a different context, but when Jesus talks about, he says, before you try to get the speck out of your brother's eye, take the log out of your own eye. Yeah. And it's almost like at times we can have the idea of, okay, if I'm meant to have dominion in the earth, that means I'm supposed to then rule over the person who's got, make sure they don't have the speck in it. Yeah. And he's like, that's not the way.
Not at all.
That's not the way at all. It's you take care of your own, you take dominion over what this is, and then the love will then influence that person
exactly.
In the same way.
It's the witness of Christ in us that does what Christ did in us.
Yeah.
It's that witness of the love of Christ that transformed my life. And I would venture to say with full confidence, that's what transformed your life.
Yeah.
Not someone making you repent, not someone making you receive Christ. It was a revelation in response to the love of the Father, to the love of God. And it's the same thing. When Adam and Eve were in dominion, when we are in dominion, it's because we are in surrender to the will of the Father in here.
Yeah.
You don't take dominion. You can create chaos and war by trying to take dominion over the earth. That's where war and fighting come from. The Word says, when do war and fighting, where do they come from? Don't they come from your own lusts that war within you? You want to end war? End it in here. You want to end war in your life? End it in here. You're blaming people, angry with people, unforgiveness, hatred, strife, bitterness, jealousy, envies, all those things, competing with one another. It shouldn't matter. That's why dying to yourself is so important and so empowering. Taking dominion means I'm surrendered to the Word of God. Whatever God says about me, no matter what anybody says, no matter what anybody thinks, that's the truth about me. And if it's a lie, it doesn't matter because it's not the truth. So it's not me. So why would I get offended at that? Let God be the judge. Let me be the obedient. And that is dominion. When Adam and Eve walked in obedience to the Word of God, they had dominion over the entire garden. The animals were responsive to them, the vines, the trees, the garden. Everything in the earth that God had planted was responsive to them by the will of God. And the will of God was where all their joy is. Listen, you will never know the power of God. You will never know the full power of His will until you take dominion over your will with his word. Mm-hmm. It's the only way we will know the power of God is when we take dominion over this earth. And when we do that, then the power of God is manifest. There really wasn't anything evil about the tree. It wasn't like they ate the piece of fruit and the fruit did something to their brain and they felt they were naked. What they felt when they ate the fruit of the tree of knowledge and good and evil is they knew for the first time they had been disobedient to God. They felt condemnation because their spirit witnessed in them that they had disobeyed and doubted God. That's what made them feel naked. They were naked all the time.
Yeah.
But they weren't ashamed. So nothing changed.
No.
Except the shame they felt because they knew they had disobeyed God. Shows you how your conscious mind, when you're focused on the sin and the wrong in your life, even as a believer, how it can be very destructive. It can destroy you. It can derail you. And that's why the word says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the will, after the Spirit of God. And that's not hard to do, but you have to believe it first before it comes easy. And the way to do that is one simple way, worship God. How so? Your way is perfect. You are God Almighty. There is no authority or power but you. And what you said about me is true. I have all things that pertain to life and godliness, but you're bringing them out through me, not giving them to me as though, you know, it's my birthday or whatever right. The celebration would be. This is a celebration of worship to you. It's so simple and yet so profoundly powerful to understand dominion starts here. When your mind says one thing, you're not arguing with yourself. You know, you obey in our home, and you know sometimes we'll talk about something. Maybe you know if you're trying to eat healthy and there's a piece of cake, you tell yourself you don't. You're not going. That's what my daughters do. You are not going to eat that.
Yes.
You know, you take dominion over yourself. It's humorous and funny and goofy, but it's really the way we do what we do. We take dominion over our will. The Holy Spirit gives you power. You will receive power after that the Holy Spirit comes on you, the scriptures tell us. What kind of power? Power to do what? Power to take dominion over your will. So It's not your will, his will. And when his will is done, your joy is complete. When his will is done, your peace remains. It's not about what the evil in your life. That tree was there, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil was a blessing to Adam and Eve because it represented their obedience. Every time they obeyed God and didn't touch it, looked good, looked like a tree, good for fruit, and a tree to make one wise.
Yeah.
You can get wisdom from this part of the world. You can get wisdom here. You can get listen to what they say. Forget what God said. It doesn't make sense. No, that's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. What Adam and Eve could have said was, we don't lack any knowledge. We have all knowledge because we have the word of the living God. We have dominion. We lack nothing. Everything that the New Testament teaches us, everything that the Old Testament teaches us, we are complete in him who is the head of all authority, principalities, and powers. Up here. That's what it's talking about. Principalities, powers, the ideas, the attitude, casting down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against God, bringing that into captivity. A lot of times that's misinterpreted and read as though you're having to take dominion over principalities and demons that are floating all around. No, it's not. Read it correctly. Casting down every thought and every imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing that into captivity. And when you've done that, then you're in position to take dominion in the earth.
Man, that is so powerful. I mean, I think that's something that it feels like we are on you've put us on a train that's where God is taking us. Because I think that's a really key understanding in how we take what we have now as a church world and a church life, and what is the next steps that God has for us. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're out of time, but my gosh, I could talk about this subject forever. Thank you so much, Pastor, for this amazing word, and thank you guys for watching,
Steve.
Tune in again soon.
Soon.
Next time.
Next time.
Not soon, next time.
Next time.
Thanks, bye.